Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here as always with your hosts and mine. It's Keith Melly and it's Hemda. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Every time.
All right.
How's the past week been? How do you feel?
You have to remind me, but I believe I enjoyed everybody.
So many great guests. I'm going to run them down.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Karen Feehan.
A mess, a big time mess. I thought it was funny that somebody on our forums wrote, "I bet she's a good person on the inside." And I write, why? Why would you make that up out of all the verbal cues?
Well, I think she's a good person.
Why?
Because she's displayed good deeds. It's not like she's just the devil.
She help you move or something? What'd she do?
I think she's going through something. We've had wonderful conversations. She's a pleasant person. She's really nice and compassionate.
Compassionate?
Mm-hmm.
Kinda loves everybody. Do you find this?
I find it.
I mean, it's up to Hemda whether or not she loves everybody.
Right.
It's not for me to decide.
Right, but she always gets hurt, doesn't she?
It's up to Hemda.
Okay. It's her life.
You know, not my deal.
It's not our business.
Well, there was controversy on the forums about Karen.
How so?
Yeah, so that's what I liked your comment when you said, why do you think that? Because I think it was Apia that you said that to.
Okay.
She was like, I think, or Astrakhan. So they were like, fat shaming and she's saying terrible things and blah, blah, blah. But I bet she's a good person. And you were like, well, based on what you think of her, why would you think this other thing? And I was like, oh, that makes sense, you know, but I don't know. I don't think that she only displays shitty, or maybe.
Let's go around the room and start making a list of the good behavior, Hemda.
I don't think lists are a thing that.
Well, I think people in the forum took issue with her saying that people who are overweight are unhealthy.
Yes.
And it's so unhealthy. And meanwhile, she was talking about her own unhealthy behaviors that she participates in.
And I said on the forums, I was like, to me, it sounds like two unhealthy people yelling at each other for our entertainment. And then we go, oh my God, why would you say that? They're both in their terrible places yelling at each other. And we're going, we're watching this, but you're terrible people.
Keith?
I just think she's a bad person.
Do you really think that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're giving all the clues.
What makes her a bad person?
Shut up. Every single thing she says is bad, right? That's not a good person.
I think we just see the world in different ways.
Yes.
And that's fine.
She sees it as being mean.
No, I mean, I listened to the Karen episode and I was like, I can't think of a person who's more different than me. Now, right. I'm not using that to say I'm a good person.
Are you a bad person?
Sometimes. I just don't think of people in that binary way, the way that you do. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a lot about this before. Keith, very black and white, and always right. We learned that last week. So I'm not trying to contradict you.
Never.
And I don't want this conversation to end with you saying, you're wrong, I'm right.
Sure.
She's bad, I'm good. Because I don't think that that's that interesting. What I do think is interesting is that two of your guests last week had pay pigs. What are the odds?
Right.
I mean,
I've never heard of such a thing.
And two in a row.
Yeah. They say, hey, nice person, I want you to change your personality and yell at me. So they're not even being themselves when they get these pay pigs. They have to figure out how to be mean. And so then they're mean to people that enjoy the abuse and pay them.
I can't imagine, like, it took me all week. I've been thinking about pay pigs because I feel like I work really hard. I spend a lot of time at work working and it's kind of grueling. And I think when I perceive that people are making money easily and it seems like it's easy, I'm like, why am I resistant to that type of work? Is it just society that like, I have this visceral reaction where I think, well, that's not for me. But I don't know. It doesn't, the more I think about it, doesn't seem easy to have a pay pig. I think I wouldn't enjoy it. It wouldn't make me happy to insult someone.
Right, but is that how you're going about having a job right now? Does the job that you have make you happy?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. I think for the most part, I enjoy it. I'm a waitress. I like to interact with different people and, you know, give them a pleasant experience. So it has its downsides, but...
What wouldn't you like, that you feel like you're taking advantage of someone?
No, I think just like being mean to someone and that's the goal. I don't ever want that to be my goal. You know, I don't ever want that to be the... Even if they like it, I just feel like it. I wouldn't... It would make me feel negative to like try and think of an insult. I don't know.
It's funny that the two people that we talk to who farm pay pigs are, at least in this moment, miserable people.
Maybe. I mean, maybe... I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot and I can't decide. Maybe I should try having a pay pig and see if I like it. I don't know.
I would have to understand that they really do like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because then I could really do it. But I would have to understand that their life is going okay and this is not what's messing it up.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm not their addiction, I'm their fun pleasure. Like, Starbucks needs to understand that I make the decision to go in there, you know? But if they're, you know, spending secret money and like all that stuff, I start feeling that way. But why? This is my boss. How often do we check how our boss is doing and how they're spending their money and why they're giving their money to me? And are their books being balanced based on how much my salary is? We don't really think of that, but this feels so personal. I don't know. It's strange to think this way. Is it just societal?
I think for the most part, for me, my hang up does come down to like, that's taboo. It's on the edge of sex work, which has always been taboo. And so I think for that reason, listening to them talk about their experiences was really eye-opening, to be like, to really go inside myself and say, wait, what about this is wrong? Maybe nothing. And why do I have a hang-up about it? And Billy talked a lot about people who have hang-ups. You know, not wanting to give a blowjob in the middle of the street. Maybe it's because you have a hang-up. I can't think of another reason. This is like his only explanation. Even, oh, you don't want to fuck me in public? You must have a hang-up about sex.
Even if it's running into a coworker or the law, these are hang-ups that you have. And you need to put those aside to have fun.
I can't think of one other reason, you know?
Right. He's so liberated, you think he'd be happier, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, and then the gambling addiction was interesting. Maybe you wouldn't have to have a pay pig if you didn't spend so much time gambling. But I don't know, you know?
Right.
It's not my life.
Maybe your hang up keeps you from playing backgammon at 1 a.m. and losing $500.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I honestly, and I'm not just saying that to be like glib and sarcastic, I truly don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's why Keith and the Girl is such a fun show, because you're just listening. You're like, wait a second. Pay pigs, fat shaming, spin class, blowjobs. Where do I turn? Who do
What's
I trust? You know?
I hear you.
Maybe you guys don't get it because you're in it. You know, you've been in it.
No, it's
for
still
so
weird
long.
To me. The pay pigs thing was weird to me. It was obviously, I think, weird to me when he's acting like we have the hangups because we don't get blowjobs in the street. We're just too stuffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for the pay pig thing and for sex work in general, it seems like, oh, that, or stripping even, which some people consider sex work. Like, that seems like easy money. I could do that. Easy money, easy money. But I think the lesson really for me is that there's no such thing as easy money.
Right.
It doesn't come easy no matter what it is. So work is work, you know? And if it's your job, sometimes you might not like it.
Wait till Karen has to say, oh, I'm off the clock now, pay pig.
Right.
I'm not working today.
Right. I don't know. And Tracy was another, I mean, so many guests this week. Tracy,
my sweetheart, yeah.
Kenny and Paul. Everyone on the forums is like, you know, shipping Keith and Tracy.
They're rooting for us.
They want it to happen.
We'll see. I get texts from Tracy about that relationship of hers, and it's not looking bad for me. I'll say that.
I thought it was interesting with...
She just wants her boyfriend...
To
give her a ring, a specific ring. And he just, for whatever reason, won't do it. And for Valentine's Day, and you could tell, it's nice to have an Apple Watch, but you know when it's a last-minute gift. And it's like, all right, let me go big money. It's last minute. Mm. So you know, she wants to go, okay, and why don't you take this back and give me something better last minute? And she says, I keep telling him this one ring. And I keep seeing it on, it doesn't sound expensive, it's on Etsy. And I keep seeing it there. And so I said, oh, maybe he already got it. And that's a placeholder that they just put there. But he should know what she wants and that it's easy to give.
Well, sometimes things are obvious to the rest of us. But when you're in it, man, oof.
Well, he's not in it, so he should see these things.
Well, that's the thing. He might be seeing more than she is.
I see.
Well, I'm glad that Tracy has an ally in you. That's not, you're not stepping in anything for sure.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I'm helping the relationship.
You know that old saying, mind other people's business?
I heard of it.
It's really a good idea.
All right.
Yeah. Smart thinking.
What do I write back though? How do you mean?
I know what you mean. And I wonder about that because it's in a big way a lot about how we keep our secrets and why, you know, years later we're like, where have we been? Well, we've been here and we've been kind of, it's why I struggle with like, well, how much honesty do you put in front of people? You know, how much are they telling you? How much are they yelling at you to yell back at them? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how much is she saying, my boyfriend's treating me like shit, help. Is she saying that? Or am I always hearing that because I'm Al-Anonic? I always hear people going like, don't you hear my help? And I'm like, I think I do. I don't know anymore because people keep telling me to stop.
No, I don't think they're asking for help. They just need you to hear. They don't understand what they're putting on you is making you think they want help. They just want to complain.
Yeah, and also Tracy is so funny and fun. I think, you know, maybe 80% of it is her doing a bit and she's like, you know, laughing along, laugh right at my pain kind of thing.
Right. That 20% though.
I mean, I don't know.
I got a clue.
The 20% of all jokes is real life, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't done the math.
Right. We're not mathematicians.
I haven't done the calculations yet.
We didn't go to school for this.
Speaking of being Al-Anonic, I loved, Hemda, your full-throated defense of 12-step programs with Kenny DeForest and Paul.
Oh, no. I have been thinking about that all week.
Really?
Yes, because every time I bring it up, I fucking second-guess myself for the rest of the week because I'm just like, I should just shut up about it because I can't be defensive of it. I can't bring it up and promote it. I should just stick to sharing my own thoughts about it.
Your own truth.
It's true, but because I got mad at myself for calling Paul out on it, but then I thought about it later. I'm like, he's doing a character, and I'm shitting on that character because characters in this room don't fall very well. And so, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so, Paul brings this like, I'm against everything type thing. And I made the mistake of going against that because where am I going with Paul if I'm going against what he's doing? Does that make sense?
That's a good point. But I also was listening and waiting for someone to say, you know, something like what you said. I was like, you know, digging my fingernails into my legs. Like, are you serious? Because, you know, it does help a lot of people. I think When I've heard that criticism before, all I say is, well, it helps a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it.
I also, it's like, at least I know when I talk about movies that I didn't see that I'm ignorant and this is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. He goes, I've never been to an AA meeting. Those people are crazy. And I'm like, dude, you can't, that's, okay, that's, can you see a little that that's not fair to even say? That's, what?
I do think it's interesting, though.
The epitome of a healthy brain. Oh, sorry that AA will never be able to help you, even though you never went to one meeting.
He's checking the stove for the 50th time. Those AA people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of people, it does feel super insular and exclusive, and people feel excluded from it. Like what you said, if you still smoke pot or whatever, or if you still do mushrooms occasionally, but you don't drink, maybe you wouldn't be welcome. I don't know. I don't know the world. All I know is that it does help a lot of people. So maybe not you, but that's okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
And not him because he didn't try it.
Right.
That's the only thing. I think you can shit on it when you try it because you're gonna shit on particular things that whoever doesn't want to go might not want to go because of this. You know what I mean? That might match with you, the not wanting to go. But right now, you're not matching with anything.
Right.
I can't tell you, Keith, that going to the movies is the worst thing ever. I haven't been.
Well, that you can guess.
Well, the forums, I asked last week if people had learned anything mm-hmm. from listening over the years. And somebody did mention that they learned a lot about different people's mental health problems.
That boy, are they out there.
And this week, I think they...
it was a belly full.
They learned about... A lot of cuckoo birds, you know? That's great.
That's true. I didn't know a lot of this. I didn't really know what bipolar was. I didn't really know that it's manic depressive and they're the same thing. I didn't know that there are different kinds of medications for so many different things. I still don't understand borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up a lot, actually.
Yeah, they got to get rid of that word.
Isn't that a song? Borderline.
You're not borderline.
Seems like I'm going to lose my... Wow, interesting.
You passed the borderline. You know what I mean? If you're seeing a doctor, you're taking medication, you went over the borderline. It's borderline nothing. It's you have it.
Yeah.
I think it's a doctor.
And that's why Trump wants to build a wall.
I think it's a doctor. The doctor had this disorder and he went, I'll call it kind of crazy. I'm kind of. Okay.
Do you ever, like, you're so straight with your comedy. Do you ever joke and the person you're joking with, like, just doesn't?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I imagine that can go really bad.
I told a sales guy recently that I was a waitress, and I said, I'm one of the city's top waitresses. The rankings just came out. My name is on it. He was like, wow, congratulations. I was like, John, I'm just kidding. No. There's no ranking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry there's no ranking.
Or people think I'm being sarcastic when I'm actually like, I love your shirt. No, I really love it. I really do. But yeah, that's a problem for me.
It's interesting.
Is it your fault or their fault?
I think it's probably my fault. Right?
Well, that's the best way to think.
This happens to you too, though, right, Keith?
Yeah, people think I'm joking when I'm not joking, and they start smiling when I start talking.
Yeah.
Is that your fault or their fault?
It's their fault.
That's always good to think.
It's their fault because they're stupid.
Ah, this is the best show ever.
I mean, I get it, but you
know, we all do.
You just, well, they just know in general, Keith will say funny things. So I'm just going to assume this is a funny thing.
Even I get you wrong sometimes, and I feel like I'm pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been this way since I was like 5 years old.
I can see that. And what did Baby Butt say recently? He said, people don't grow up. Time just passes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true. It's like really... I think we're all five, but we have responsibility. But we still behave in like five-year-old ways if we don't take action differently.
But with everybody laughing at things I say, I don't hurt feelings. Like the words would make you think I would.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's ever upset.
I've upset people with joking around. And
I don't know, Keith, you might not know it because people might tell her, I don't know. People might, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's just the way I grew up, though. I grew up in a very teasing culture. So then I got to college, and like after winter break one time, this kid came back with green hair. And I said, oh, did you lose a bet? And I really hurt his feelings. But to me, that's just what you said.
Right.
When somebody dyes their hair, great.
And he could have.
That's a conversation starter.
He could have lost a bet.
What am I going to say? Oh, you dyed your hair green.
Yay. Yay.
That's not interesting.
My brother used to dye his hair green, my younger brother, Michael. And he goes, he used to be like, ask me why my hair is green.
Why is your hair green?
And he would go, I don't know.
Up his nose around his hair.
Okay. We have not been moving briskly ahead this week.
Can I say, though, throughout the week, I have been saying moving briskly. It actually has helped me transition into other things because I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this other thing. You know what? Moving briskly into this other thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Changing lives.
So some things that struck me about last week's episodes, everybody has such wild sexual stories. Perfect for Valentine's Day week. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have your Karen and Billy with the pay pig. You've got Tracy who's, you know, just out here living her life.
Oh, she showed me her boobs after the show. And her vagina, actually, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. So...
yeah.
Swipe right.
That's a little behind the scenes for all of you.
I'll try to describe it. Okay, picture.
Well, she's pierced, and so she showed all of us her piercings. It was a picture. The vagina was a picture, in case.
It was very enlightening. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, now I demand it from all guests.
I don't think that's wise.
Not demand.
In the current climate. Right. But let's talk V-Day. How was V-Day? I heard about the bagels. Very cute idea.
Avremdas, that's true.
But great execution.
Great execution. I had to load up Seamless and type in the order and send. So pretty good. I didn't think that would... I really didn't think it would work out. The flower shop that this girl I was into... that she was working at with her brothers was closed. I understood. And so I said to the, through the app.
Special instructions.
You know how those work. They don't. Right? I did a special instruction the other day saying, I'll take corn of the cob. If you don't have that, I don't want the loose corn. I want French fries. And of course, I got loose corn. So that this worked out at the flower shop, I was very surprised. I knew the place wouldn't be open, and I said, knock anyway and insist that they have to take this back and put this note in it. And they did, and it worked out.
Mwah. They put a note in it?
Yeah, it said, stay strong, Keith.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's above and beyond.
Maybe that's the New Jersey Seamless, and they're on top of their game.
Oh, it was in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. The flower shop is. And then Kemda for Valentine's Day, spent time with her loved one. And then we went to that QED show.
Yeah, I like it. We decided that we'd be happy to do shows back to back on Valentine's Day. We did pitch a tent in the backyard. And it was lovely. He made me breakfast. He made me dinner. And everyone wants to throw up. It was lovely.
No, I love it. I truly do.
It was really nice. Our favorite trip is... our camping trip. When we were first dating, we went camping together alone. And it was, I want to say magical, but I don't say magical. And so
glorious.
It was glorious. And we did it every year. And the only time we skipped it, we had terrible years. So we're back on, baby.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Valentine's Day.
What'd you do?
I took myself out.
Okay.
And I got my hair cut and I spent a lot of money on myself.
Okay.
All day.
Nice. What other things?
I had like $700 worth of gift cards to various places. So I just was like, you know what? I'm going to use them all in one day on
pretty
myself.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
That's
pretty.
So exactly. Fun.
It was really fun.
Name one of the foods.
I got dinner with my cousin at night. And we commiserated about being single. But I bought like two pairs of pants, four shirts, and a really fancy purse.
Congrats.
And got my hair cut.
Someone's not going to be single for long.
Yeah.
Well, did you put my picture in with your group shot?
I don't even have a group shot. Mm. I kind of quit again on the internet.
But everybody does that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a stop. It's a real stop and start kind of thing. I hope to be back. I don't know. Mm. I'm trying to figure out how important it is to me.
Hmm. Interesting.
But yeah. So all in all, great week. Did everyone see Black Panther, Hemda?
Way to support him. Do you know how important this is to the Black community?
Yes, yeah, so I will leave them a seat.
No, but somebody on the forums was like, I totally agree with what Hemda is saying about Black Panther, but I'm also really excited to see the movie.
Completely.
Yeah, and you thank you. You totally got what I was saying. You're like, this type of movie doesn't appeal to me, and I think it's funny.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
It sounds like they did a great job. I might see it eventually, probably not. But you know what? My next superhero will be Black Panther. You heard it here first.
Mine too.
Look at Keith's face. What are you so confused about?
It's just, I'm not confused. It's just funny that you're confused.
What?
You're not going to see Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just going to be my next one.
So. Right, okay. It's going to be all of them at once. Why not?
All right, so I guess...
That's like, listen, there's a couple who doesn't play the lottery, but one of them asks the other, if you won the lottery, would you split it with me? And they think about it. You don't even play the lotto. Just split the lotto. My next action movie will be Black Panther.
I think if Hemda won the lotto, she still wouldn't see Black Panther.
You know what? The first thing I do when I win the lotto, see Black Panther. All right. You heard it here first.
An ex-boyfriend of mine said that the first thing he would do if he won the lottery was get a gym membership. Isn't that the lamest thing you ever heard?
They jack those prices. It's not so easy to just bring a friend whenever you want.
I was like, wow, dare to dream. My God.
I think if I won the lotto, I'd eat less ice cream.
If I wanted it, that I would just start a gym if that was my thought process.
Not like, oh, just do a thing that you could easily do now. Your excuse to not going to the gym is that you haven't won the lottery.
I think I'd start reading newspapers.
Yeah. Anyway, he was a real winner. Okay, I just want to say thank you guys, and I also want to tell the listener, please go to the forums. I'm there. I'm lurking around. I'm reading everything that you write. Ooh. So if you have questions that you want me to ask Keith and Hemda on this show, please put them there and we'll friggin' do it.
Yeah, we'll friggin' do it.
Yeah.
That's the tagline of this show. Uh-huh. We'll friggin' do it.
Briskly.
Briskly. And that's it.
That's it. Right.
Unless you guys have anything else.
I think we're ready for the closing theme song.
The closing theme song this week is last week on KTG. Yeah. Jazz.
KeithandTheGirl.com.